Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. One of the most powerful and holy moments in the Bible is the story of our creation. Before I unpack this for you, I ask that you would use this time right now. Allow yourself to let go for just a little while. Let go of the cares, let go of the things on your heart, the things running around in your mind. If you've been busy, if you haven't been feeling good, just take some slow, deep breaths right now and come into the presence of God. Come into the awareness of His love with you and in you. This is your moment to step into something new. What the Lord put in my heart to share with you today is something that, honestly, I don't know how many of you do this. I know for me, it's actually a new practice. And we'll get into what that is in just a little bit. But it's been life-changing for me. And I think that if you will open your heart, you really will sense the Holy Spirit drawing you into something new. So first I want to lead us, let's pray first, and then I'm going to lead us in an encounter just to envision some scripture before I talk about the invitation. Father, right now I pray that by your Spirit, you would show them exactly what you've put in my heart. This invitation to rest, this invitation to encountering you and setting time aside to be with you in a completely different way. Show them, Lord, if this is your will for this person listening, make it very clear to them and show them how to incorporate this. In Jesus' name. So right now, just take a couple slow, deep breaths, maybe inhale for the count of four and exhale to the count of five or even longer. Let's just do that right now. Inhale. And exhale. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. I want you to imagine our Heavenly Father kneeling in the dirt. He's just created the entire world, and it is now the sixth day. And he's kneeling in the dirt to sculpt what would become his most cherished masterpiece, us. Everything else he formed with his words. But with us, he got down in the dirt and formed us with his hands. He shaped us slowly, tenderly, with such delicate precision, and then face to face, he kissed the breath of life into us. It wasn't just breath. He breathed his breath, the very essence of his life, into us. He released his DNA. He released his wisdom. He released his joy. He released his essence. He released his spirit into us. And we became living beings, mirror images of our Father. What must it have been like, Adam, the first time that he opened his eyes? That first breath, and he opens his eyes, and what's right in front of him? The face of God. Put yourself in the place of Adam right now. Just be you, but imagine that it's you that he created, not Adam. Just imagine it's you laying there, and you've just been created, and you open your eyes, and you see the face of your Father and your Creator. Imagine the joy and the love and the satisfaction, the excitement, the anticipation on our Father's face, because his dream just came true. It's a moment that's inexplicable. Holy love. So beautiful, so soft, so blissful and exciting and fulfilling. This moment that is hard to put into words. And it reminds me of, you know, when a mother is pregnant for 9 months and you have this baby that you've been dreaming of. What is this baby going to look like? What is she going to sound like? What is he going to be when he gets older? And you have all these things happening inside of your mind for all of these months. And then you finally hold that baby for that first time. And you kiss their little faces. And you just, you can't even hardly explain it. That first day that Adam walked with God, on the sixth day, the day that he was created, God shows him all the things that he's created for him. I mean, he's made every provision for a sustainable and enjoyable life. He's already set everything in place. And then he tops it off with one final gift, a second mirror image of God himself. He creates woman. And then God blesses them. And then he stands back to look at all that he's created. And he loves it all. And on the seventh day, which is Adam and Eve's first full day with their Father, God teaches them a valuable lesson. Take a breath, rest, and enjoy. We're told in Exodus 31:17 that God rested and was refreshed on his final day of creation. It's not that God was exhausted. You know, only humans need to be refreshed after an exhausting day. God is the creator of the earth. What is it? Isaiah 40:31 says, the creator of the ends of the earth neither tires nor grows weary. Listen to this. The Hebrew word for refreshed is nafash. And that can be translated as breath. On the seventh day, God released another breath. He exhaled a sigh of absolute satisfaction. Think about that. Your first full day with the Father, and you see him sit back and go, ah. Not in exhaustion, but in enjoyment. In story of creation, the final day was just as important as all the other six. It's like God's telling us that taking time to breathe and enjoy our life is just as important as the days that we're busy and working. He wants us to exhale. He wants us to take time. You know, I think about the fact that God finished his work of creation and he spent that seventh day resting, refreshing, exhaling, enjoying his life, and being fully present with Adam and Eve. He didn't, you know, push them to the garden and go, okay, guys, you walk around. I'm going to go check on those animals I created. I got to just take a peek at the universe and the stars and the planets. I'm just going to make sure nothing's going to fall down. I'll be right back. No, he took a break. He took a break to be with Adam and Eve, to enjoy them, showing them the importance of just being together. God wants us to take time to breathe, to enjoy our life. And it's so important. Take a breath. Laugh and play and take a day. Take a day for that, but not just a day. Pause throughout the days to rest. You know, God, on that seventh day, he called it a holy day. He called it Sabbath. And he told us that it wasn't just necessary, it was holy. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, the first time that somebody talked to me about Sabbath, this is many years ago, honestly, it sounded like torture to me. I didn't really think it was necessary. And to be honest, it sounded very religious to me. And I didn't want to know anything else about it. It wasn't until I got so overwhelmed with the busyness of life and ministry that I started crying out to God for wisdom. How do I do this, Lord? How do I put these things that you've put in my hand? I'm too busy. I don't like being this busy. It doesn't feel good. And then he brought it back to my attention. Sabbath rest. And he said, take an entire day. I don't want you to have any thought of writing, creating podcast content, social media, replying to emails. And I thought, that's impossible. I mean, I'm already behind on the things I have to do. How in the world am I going to take an entire day off? I can't. How can I, Lord? But I had such excitement in my spirit. Such excitement. I knew, okay, this is it. This is an answer to prayer. And it doesn't fit into my organized box of to-dos. But I really believe that you are the one who's bringing this to my attention. I don't think that Sabbath, now let me just say this. I don't necessarily think that you have to do it on the seventh day or the first day or the sixth day. You know, I know different religions practice Sabbath at different times. I believe that the Jewish people do it from sundown on the sixth day, if I'm not mistaken, until sundown on the seventh day. I don't really believe that that is important. You know, where is it? I think it is, hold on, let me see if I can find it. Mark, I believe. I don't know if I wrote it down, but I believe it's Mark 7. Let me see. Mark, here it is. Mark 2, verse 27. It says that the Sabbath was made for the sake of the people, and not people for the sake of the Sabbath. And what that means is, so this Jesus said that right after the religious people of the day were mad at him and his disciples, like, hey, you're defaming the Sabbath because you guys were walking through a field of wheat and you picked the heads of wheat and ate them. We saw you, like, you're not obeying the laws of Sabbath. And Jesus told them that. He said, you know, Sabbath was created for you, not you for the Sabbath. In other words, Sabbath is important because it teaches us to exhale. It teaches us to rest. It teaches us how to be refreshed, how to enjoy what we've already done, how to be thankful for what's in front of us. The Sabbath teaches us to take time away from being so busy and to be with the people we love, to look around and enjoy what's in front of us, to cultivate a thankful heart. And I think it's amazing that God demonstrated all of that on the seventh day of creation. That seventh day being just as important as all the other 6 days. It wasn't 6 days of creation and then a day of rest. It was seven full days. That seventh day was just as important. God wanted us to know, this seventh day, I want you to rest. I want you to know it's holy. Do the things that make you feel alive. Put work aside. Put your to-do lists aside. Stop frazzling and trying to get everything just so. You must take care of your body. You must give your soul a break. Allow yourself to come away and to be with Him, to rest your mind, to stop always thinking about all of these things. Give yourself a break. You know, we inhale, don't we? In a manner of speaking, we inhale quite a bit. In other words, constantly drawing in information, looking at the news, thinking of things to do. We're constantly pulling things into us. Constantly, okay, I gotta go. Okay, I'll see you guys later. Oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I gotta, you know, you're always inhaling. You're constantly taking a breath to go run to the next thing. And God says, hold on. You can't keep inhaling forever. You have to take time to exhale. Slow down. Take a breath. Exhale and be with me. Come away and just be with me. So it doesn't mean that you have to, let me go back actually. So I was talking about that I don't think the day matters, but I think it's very interesting because, you know, Adam and Eve's first full day was God's seventh day of creation. And I think it's interesting that we pull from the first and the seventh. It's like, is it the seventh day we take a rest? Is it the first day we take a rest? I think the point is that it's really not important. The point is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Let it be a day where you say, you know what? So for me, I turn off my phone and I stick it in the drawer and I tell my kids, hey, if you need me, I'm not avoiding you. Feel free to, you know, I tell them you can text your dad's phone if you want to FaceTime with me, and then I'll turn my phone on and we can FaceTime. I'm not trying to cut off communication with my family. I just need to give myself a break away from my phone, away from the text messages, because I, you know, I just get drawn into sometimes an hour long back and forth texting, and my eyes need a break from the computer. My eyes need a break from my phone. So as much as possible, I just push it aside. And I'll catch myself sometimes, you know, trying to think about, okay, what should I do this week on the podcast? What should I do? What should I talk about in the mentorship group? I'll catch myself and I'll be like, nope. You know why? Because I come back to my to-do list with a rested, different approach. It's like the things that I'm toiling over and trying to figure out and trying to understand and trying to think of how I can do it. And I'm like racking my brain. When we give ourselves a break, we come back. All of a sudden we're like, oh, well, that was actually an easy answer. The Lord just gave it to me, just dropped it in me like that. It's like, to be completely honest, it was like that for me. With taking a Sabbath, I was crying out to God for months and months, and actually probably a couple of years, God, what am I going to do? I really need like an assistant, but I can't afford an assistant. And I feel like I have too much to do. And I'm not complaining, God, because I know you gave me all this stuff, but I'm overwhelmed. And it wasn't until I just took a breath and just literally just said, I can't do anything. I can't write. I can't do anything. I need to just turn the computer off. It wasn't until I did that that all of a sudden the Lord said, yeah, that's actually what you needed. And this is what I want you to do on a constant basis. So I know for me, when I had little kids, and I know that this, not everyone can do this, but if you do have, you know, kids or you're caring for someone, for me, there were some days that I could just tell, like, I need quiet. I need to be by myself. I need a break. And I would ask my husband, can I just have like an hour or 2 hours, but can I just have an hour by myself? I just need an hour. Can you just make sure the kids don't bother me? I just need to be alone. So I call those, I don't know, you don't have to actually term it, but I call it like a little Sabbath pause. And I want to encourage you to pay attention, because God will bring us these little pauses. Even throughout the day, He'll bring these little pauses to us. And this is so cool to me, because think about this. You are at the grocery store and you're waiting in line. You know, you're somewhere, let's just say anywhere, waiting in line. We all get in lines, don't we? Or we're on hold on a phone call. And we're just sitting there like, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do. This is ridiculous. I've got to be somewhere. I need to hurry. I need to this. Think of it as a moment where God says, hey, I'm going to give you a little Sabbath pause. Take a little rest right now while you're standing in line, while you're stuck in traffic, while you're on the phone on hold, you know, whatever the case may be. And just take some slow, deep breaths. Exhale. And allow yourself to feel the calmness of that moment. Allow yourself, forget the busyness, forget the stress of the moment. Allow yourself to receive that moment as a gift. That is your Sabbath pause. It's a rest where you can tune into Him. And another thing too that you can do is that you can also, which I haven't started doing this, but I'm going to start doing this now. I just have to remember to do it. I might actually have to like put a sticky note on my mirror or set a reminder the first couple days. But here's something that we can start together. What if we use one activity in our day that we do often as an invitation to be still and know, to find that Sabbath pause? In other words, every time you go to the refrigerator, every time you go to drink your water, or hopefully you guys drink water, right? Every time you grab the handle of the bathroom door, let something in your day be a reminder to take, you guys, even if it's literally 30 seconds or a minute, to just take a couple deep breaths, to tune back into the presence of God. Sabbath rest, yes, it's wonderful when it's a whole day, but it shouldn't only be a whole day. In my opinion, we need it all the time. I mean, that's why I encourage you guys all the time. Start your day in contemplation. Start your day quiet. Start your day with some slow, deep, prayerful breaths. Tune back into the presence of God. Be still and know is not just something we do in our quiet times, as in, you know, this is my prayer time, this is my Sabbath day. Being still and knowing is something we do continually throughout the day. So I just want to encourage you that we can do that together. But really today, I wanted to remind you that the Sabbath was created to be a blessing to us. Give yourself a break. Allow yourself to have a day where you turn off the phone, where you close the computer, where you don't watch, you know, the news or anything stressful, but a day for you to do the things that really makes you feel alive. You know, go to dinner with someone you care about, have coffee with a friend, paint, dance, sing, walk through nature, go to the beach, walk through the mountains, you know, do something that brings you joy. I will on purpose stay, I'll spend Friday nights now because I take my Sabbath on Saturday. I'll spend Friday evenings cleaning the house, and I hate doing things in the evening. Like I really don't enjoy cleaning the house and doing all that on Friday night. But let me tell you, when I wake up Saturday to no alarm, to not even knowing what time it is because my phone is off, and just getting up and my house is clean, I literally have no to-do list. And I really just, okay, God, what do we do today? And my husband knows, like, this is a day for us to just enjoy. We can go places, we can not go places, anything that I just feel like doing with the Lord. If I want to just go and spend the whole day with Jesus in my room, I'll do that. And it has been life-changing. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Do you remember, I've told you guys so many times about the story of when I first got up early in the morning to spend time with God. And I said that I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. I'm not getting enough sleep if I do this. And then the grace came on me to spend time with God. I mean, the grace came on me that when I spent time with God, I had more energy. I was a better mom. I was a better wife. I had more energy, more peace, more joy. The same thing has happened now. And I knew that this was a huge decision, but the same thing has happened now when I started using Saturdays as a Sabbath rest. I was so overwhelmed with the things I had to do. I was like, there's no way, Lord, I can't do all of these things. Somehow, by taking an extra day, a day off, not an extra day, by taking a day off, I actually am getting more done on the 6 days that the Lord's given me. I don't know how. I literally cannot understand how that is even possible. But it's like the time that I do have now, He's enriching it. He's giving me wisdom. He's leading me by His Spirit. And so I pray the same thing for you. Take days to be with Him. Take time to be still and know. Allow yourself a day to rest, to exhale just like He did, to be thankful. Think of everything you have to be thankful for. Find the things that bring you enjoyment and peace. Lock yourself away with Him. Go on a silent retreat. Do whatever it is on that one day that you want to do. It makes you feel more at peace. It makes you feel more in tune with the Holy Spirit. And enjoy yourself. It is a gift from God. It isn't a religious thing. It's a gift. And He wants you to enjoy it. And He wants you also, I believe, because He brought this to my attention, to take those times to have those little Sabbath pauses, those little moments to be still and know. And so I pray that this will be a blessing to you, and I pray that this is something that you will begin to incorporate in your life and see it transform your other 6 days of the week, just as it has for me. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.